Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Woodwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Braxton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Garland Braxton. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Braxton covering, for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodwood hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Woodwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton strikes out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watwood for the out. Blue moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Braxton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braxton moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Braxton moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons who is chasing the ball. Lazzari reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. Sewell scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodward. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. It's 6-0, Yankees. Jim Moore now pitching. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to third. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Combs reaches second base with a double. Perkins scores. It's 7-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodward hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Chapman. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 8-0, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Perkins moves to second. It's 9-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bird moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bird scores. Two outs. It's 10 to nothing, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing left field. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Blue moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Perkins hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Tate reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Moore. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Frank Grubb pinch runs for Carl Reynolds. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bird. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. Grubb moves to third. It's 10-1, Yankees. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Sissel scores. It's 10-3, Yankees. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.